Masechta Nida Daf Mem Ches. We will begin on Daf Mem Zayin on the base, 13 lines from the bottom, Omarav. As we have learned many times, many different subjects in this perek, the age of a person makes a difference in halacha. We learned about a boy and a girl, 11-year-old girl, a 12-year-old boy, being a mufla samach lish. We learned about a 12-year-old girl and a 13-year-old boy being bar bas mitzvah. And then in our previous year, we discussed that according to Beis Hillel, if a boy or a girl at the age of 20 bring the simonim of a soros or islandess, they are identified as such as a soros or islandess. And says the Gemara, Amra Rav, Hilchos Abakula Pirka, Dalocha, with all the ages that have been mentioned in this parish, are all Meis Leis. We look at the age from the day they were born. We go according to their birthday. V'ula Amr, however, Ula is of the opinion, the Tanan Tanan, wherever the Mishnah used the words, the age of the Yom Echad, that is indication that it means the exact birthday. However, the Leitanan, Leitanan, where the Mishnah did not use such words of the exact of Yom Echad, it doesn't mean the exact birthday, it means before, as we will see in a moment. Says the Gemara, Bishlam al Ula, according to Ula, Hanu Dektani Hachi Yom Echad, wherever the Mishnah used the words Lo Yom Echad, that's what it means, the exact birthday. V'hacha, in the last Mishnah that we learned, regarding the Soros and Islandess, where the Mishnah spoke about the boy or girl 20 years old according to Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, 18 years old according to Beis Shammai, since it doesn't say Yom Echad, it means less than the year. And there's a Machloikis Rishonim, Machloikis Rambam and Ravid, what does Ula mean when he speaks here about a Saracen Islandess not being all the way up to 20 years old, yet having the din of a Saracen Islandess? The opinion of the Ravid is that as soon as they're 19 years old and 30 days, that's when they're going to be identified as a Soros or Islandess. Whereas according to Rambam, it's not 1 month after the 19th birthday, but rather it's 1 month before their 20th birthday. And as the Mefarshim explain the Machloikus of the Rambam and the Ravid, the opinion of the Ravid is that Shloshim Yoim B'Shona, Choshev Shona, 30 days in the year are already considered a year, and therefore, as soon as they are 19 years old and 30 days, they're considered as if they're 20 years old. The Rambam, obviously explained the Mefarshim, takes a very different opinion. His opinion is that they need to be 20 years old. But the Rambam's opinion is that once it's so close to 20 years old, that there's less than 30 days left till being 30 days old, so it's as if the year is up. In fact, the Mefarshim asks, according to the Rambam, when there's so little of the year left, there's less than 30 years of the year left, it's not considered anymore that there's any time of this year left. So the Mefarshim asks, we daven Shemon Esrei three times a day. And in our Shemon Esrei we say, Baruch Aleinu Es HaShono HaZois. And we say it up to every day, even during the last 30 days of the year. Even though, as we just said, according to the Rambam, during those last 30 days of the year, it's not considered a year anymore. So the Mefarshim explain that the Rambam obviously is that there's a difference when we speak about halachic terminology. We're here, we're saying the halacha is 30 days in a year is not considered that's anything left of the year, versus when we speak about our language. When a person says a year, he means any part of the year, even less than 30 days. And that's why, even though there's less than 30 days left of the year, we still can say, Baruch Aleinu Es HaShonah Hazos. So again, says the Gemara, Bishlam Ula, Ula that distinguishes the halacha regarding idleness and asaurus versus all the other subjects where they were discussed in our parrot. Hanah the Tani Hachi Yom Echad, V'Halacha Loi Tani. That's why here the Tana uses the words whatever age V'Yom Echad, and here he does not by asaurus and idleness. El Raf, according to Raf, listening, if the halacha is always that we follow the exact birthday, they should have always been the exact same language used in the Mishnah. Void, another question. Tani. We learned in a Braisa. Rabbi Yosef ben Kippa Omer Mishum Rabbeleza. Shnas Esrim Shiyotsu Menu Shloshim Yoyim. The 20th year where we have 30 days. Again, we have these two opinions of the Rambam and the Ravid that we just discussed. Hareik Shnas Esrim Chod V'Rav. At that point, they're considered already a Soros and Islands. The Kain Hani Rebbe Belot, and so did Rebbe teach a lot. Shnashman Esrei Shiyotsu Menu Shloshim Yoyim. Once there's 30 days by the 18th year, Hareik Shnas Shman Esrei Lechol Vurel. Comments to Gemara. Bishlama, the Rebbe Yosman Keeper, the Machlokes of Rabbi Yossi and Rebbe and Rabbi Yosman Keeper, Loikasha, can be well explained. Hakabe Shammai, Rebbe, who says that we go with 18 years, follows the opinion of a Shammai, who in the mission that we learned at the end of yesterday's parak said that a Soros and Islandness are determined by 18 years. Ha, Rabbi Yossi Ben Keeper will hold like Beis Hillel, that it's determined by the age of 20. Whereas other Rishonim suggest, the Gemara could have given a different teretz, that this Bryce is following the opinion of Rabbi Lezer, that we learned at the end of our mission that Rabbi Lezer distinguishes between a boy and a girl, that by a boy the age is 20, and by girl the age is 18, and Rabbi Yosef ben Kippa was speaking about boys, and Rebbe was speaking about girls. But clearly both of them say this concept of by Soros and Idleness following 30 days. And that would be a difficulty according to Rav. The Rav we started today Shir saying L'Rav Kasha, the Rav says that by Soros and Idleness we follow the birthday. Answers Rav. Tanagi. Rav will say that this issue that we're discussing is actually a machloikis tanon, and he's going to be following the Tana that holds that we do follow the birthday. The Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa, Shana Hamur B'Kotchim, when the Torah Kedosha speaks about Kabonis, for example, the Torah says Par Echad Ben Shana Loi Losoi, the Torah speaks about a certain age for Kabon Oilo, Shana Hamur B'Kotchim, a Shana Hamur Bata Erechayma. The Torah says that if somebody sells a home in a Bata Erechayma, he has a right to redeem it for the first year after the sale. And if he doesn't redeem it during the first year after the sale, he loses his opportunity to redeem it. Shana Hamura, Shtei Shana B'Shtei Achuzo. But Halacha is if somebody sells a field in the Shtei Achuzo, then Halacha is that the seller may not redeem it for the first 2 years. After the first 2 years after the sale, he may redeem it. Or, Shei Shonim Shebev Ivri. You know, the Torah teaches us in Parashas Mishpatim that an Eved Ivri is sold for 6 years. The Kain, Shebev Ben and Shebev Bas, which we'll just speak about later in the Shir. Kulam, in all these situations, the Shur Mam Eis Leis, we follow the exact anniversary. And the Gemara quotes the source for each one of these halachas. Shon Hamur B'Kotshim Noah. How do we know that we follow an exact the birthday by Kotshim? Amr of Ach by Yaakov Amr Kra Keveth Ben Shnosoi Shanai Shaloi. We follow Shnosoi Shaloi. We follow his birthday. The Loi Shana Shlomini, which means that we don't say that when Rosh Chodesh Tisrei, Rosh Hashanah passes, that means it's already it's in the second year. Rather, we follow its own birthday to determine its age. So the Rajba asks, how can we have a Havamina that when we speak about the age of Kabonis, we should follow anything but the birthday of the animal? Because he explains, if we were going to say that every animal changes its birthday by Rosh Hashanah, we would never have an animal that we could bring as a carbon on Rosh Hashanah itself. Because any animal, he suggests, that was born before Rosh Hashanah, once Rosh Hashanah came, would be considered already in its second year. Whereas the animal that was born actually on Rosh Hashanah cannot be brought as a carbon, because we know that an animal can't be brought as a carbon until it's 8 days old. So isn't it obvious, he asks, that based on this, we should understand that we don't follow, when we speak about kabbonis, only the birthday of the animal. So he says, this entire question that he asked is based on the understanding that when do we start counting the years of an animal from the moment it's born? He said, that's not actually when you start counting the years of an animal. You actually begin counting the years of the animal only by 8 days. Because an animal, since it cannot be brought as a carbon before it's 8 days old, as we just explained, therefore, if it's before 8 days old, it's not even born yet. So an animal that would be 8 days old in Rosh Hashanah would be the example of an animal that can be brought as a carbon in Rosh Hashanah. And then we wouldn't have that as a raya, that we follow the birthday. The raya is from this pasuk. Shana hamur b'shtei erachayim v'nolam. The shana we speak about when selling about the erachayim, that you only have 1 year to redeem it. How do we know that? Because I'm a kraw at time shnas memkaroi. Again, memkaro shaloi, its anniversary. V'loi shnas shaminyan oilam. Shtei shanim shtei achuzim v'nolam. How do we know when we speak about the Steyachuza, the 2 years are again based from when they were sold? Omakra, because the Pasuk says, the Misper Shnei Tvuos Yimachalach, to teach us, explains the Gemara, Pam Shatamoich Hasholosh Tvuos B'Shtei Shanim. Sometimes you could be selling, it's 2 years, but you could have more than two crops. How? If the field was sold in Elul, when the crop is about to be cut, and now it's again next year Elul is the first Elul, and the second Elul, the year after is the second Elul, and before it's redeemed, for as we learned, Aloch is it cannot be redeemed before 2 years are up. The buyer cuts that crop, so although he only had it for 2 years, he had two crop. He had more than two crops. That's only if we follow the exact anniversary of the sale. Because were we to say that when Rosh Hashanah comes, it's already the second year, this wouldn't be possible. The din of Eved Ivri is sold for 6 years. We follow the anniversary. How do we know that? Because Omakra, the Pasuk says, Sheish Shonim Yavid Uba Shviyis. To teach us, Uba Shviyis Nami Yavid. As the Farshim explained the Gemara. If we look in the Pasuk about the sale of an Eved Ivri, the Pasuk says, Ki sikna Eved Ivri, sheish shonim yavoid, o b'shviyis yetze l'chav shechinam. So the Pasuk is teaching us that for 6 years he works, and in the seventh year he goes free. But if that was all the Pasuk wanted to teach us, then the Pasuk should not have had that vav, u b'shviyis. What is the Pasuk teaching us, u b'shviyis? It teaches as follows, that the Eved is sold for 6 years. So as far as the calendar year is concerned, which we just said a moment ago, the calendar year changes on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, it already may be the seventh year. But the 6 years from when he was actually sold haven't been completed. And that's why he may be working in the seventh year, because it's already the seventh year, we follow calendar years. But the Braisa concluded with the words, Shavaben u Shavabas. Ask the Gemara Lamai Hilkasa, what does the Braisa want to teach us with those words of Shavaben and Shavabas? Omrav Gidl Omrav, Linyan Erech. We know that the Torah Akdosha teaches us that every person, based on their age and on their gender, has a certain value as far as Erech is concerned. So as the Rishonim explain. We know that once they become over 60, their erech goes down. By a male, it goes down from 50 shkolim to 15 shkolim. By a female, it goes down from 30 shkolim to 10 shkolim. So there the Torah Kedosh explicitly says Vim ben Shishim Shana Umala. That the Torah is coming to teach us that it has to be above 60. But we don't know what the halacha is regarding the other ages. That, again, once somebody is above 5 years old or above 20 years old, the Erech changes. So what does that mean? So that's what this brisa teaches us, that in all situations, it's only when you finish the 5th year, only when you finish the 20th year. Others, Rishonim explain what the brisa means to teach us the Ben of Abbas, is that we don't follow the calendar year. And that's what Rav Gidlam Rav says the brisa means to say. Rav Yosef Omer, Rav Yosef says that what the brisa means to say when it speaks about Ben Abbas, is exactly what we've been speaking about. The Perk in the Yotze Doshim. What we've been speaking about in our Perk, that when it comes to Soros and Islandness, we follow the exact anniversary. Amale Abaya. So Abaya said to Rav Yosef, Mi Pligas, is it that you and Rav Gila Marava are arguing in what the definition of Ben Abbas is? That you halachically disagree with each other? Amale, Loi. We're not arguing in halacha. Hu amachada. Each one of us just explained that Ben Abbas means something else, but halachically, Loi Palgina, we both agree with each other's opinion. And says the Gemara Hachanan Mestabra, it makes all the sense in the world that there's no argument here. And we'll explain the Gemara outside and then we'll read the words inside. Because let's remember, why did the Gemara quote this Braisa? The reason the Gemara quoted this Braisa was because we began with the opinion of Rav. The Rav says that by Soros and Islandness we follow the birthday. The Gemara quoted the Brisa of Rabbi Yossi Kippur and Rebbe that clearly don't hold that way. And the Gemara says, so how do you, Rav, understand? And the Gemara says, the Rav said, I have another Brisa. The Brisa that we are now in the middle of explaining. But if we just said, Rav Gidl Omer Rav says the Ben Abbas means regarding Erchin. So then this Brisa doesn't have anything to do with the issue the Rav is discussing. The Rav in fact quoted this Brisa to be a Raya that he holds that by Soros and Islandness we follow the anniversary. Only if we say that halachically Rav agrees with Rav Yosef that Ben Abbas include the din of Soros and Islandness, can this Brisa serve as a raya to Rav's opinion, and therefore it's obvious that Rav halachically does not dispute Rav Yosef. Hachinam Mustabra. So let's read the words inside. The Rav halachically doesn't disagree with Rav Yosef. This Salkadat of Pligi. If we're going to say the Rav and Rav Yosef are actually arguing, man da amal erchin, and the man the Omer, which is Rav, says that the Brisa strictly speaks about Erechim, and Loi Omer Lo Yotze Doifen, and doesn't speak about Yotze Doifen at all, from a Rav, didn't Rav use this Brisa to be a Raya, the Hilchos of Bekulim Perek of Eisleis, that we always follow the anniversary in our Perek, it must be that Rav agrees with Rav Yosef Lahalocha. Ask the Gemara, if there's no dispute Lahalocha, so if so, ask the Gemara, Lamandam L'Orchin, my Tam L'Am L'Yotze Doifin. Why did he prefer to say the Ben Abbas means Erchin rather than saying means Islandness and Soros? Answers the Gemara, because Dumi Dahanach. He felt that the subject of Erchin is more similar than to the other subjects that are discussed in this Brisa. Mahanach, just like all the other subjects that are discussed in this Brisa, Tzivin, are parshias that are explicitly written in the Torah. Whereas Soros and Islandness are not mentioned explicitly in the Torah. Vidach and Rav Yosef, who explained that Ben Abbas means Soros and Islandness, why did he prefer that over saying it means Erechin? Because Haishav Ben Abbas, if the Brisa meant the parasha of Erechin, then the Brisa should not have called him Ben Abbas. Shebezocho uven the kevin boile. Better wording would have been Zohar in the Keva, because when we find in the Torah that the Torah speaks about the Parashat Erechin, the Torah always speaks about Zohar in the Keva, not Ben Abbas. That's why it's more understandable, he says, that the Brisa is speaking about Soros and Islandness, which as the Mishnah called them Ben Abbas,
versus saying Erech, which is normally called Zochim in the Kevim. Says the Gemara, Amar Yitzchak ben Achneni, Amar Belazar. Halach Rav Yosef ben Kippur, Sh'am Mishim Rav Belazar, that when we speak of Saras and Islandless, it doesn't have to be the full 20 years. Amar Rav Zeira, Eska, if I will be Zoich to go to Eretz Yisrael, Ve'esek ve'egmel l'shmatz me'puah demara, I want to be able to learn this halacha directly from Belazar ben Bedas. Says the Gemara Kisolik, so when Rav Zeira ultimately went to Yisrael, Ashkechel Rav Belazar, he found Rav Belazar, Amalei, and he said to him, Amrit halacha Rav Belazar, Rav Yosef ben Kippur, did you indeed say the halacha of Rav Yosef ben Kippur? Amalei mistabra Avri, it's not that I had a specific, definite tradition that the halacha must be that way. I only said that it's logical to say that way. For since in all the other subjects that were discussed in our perek, the Mishnah always uses the words Yom Echad, and here the Mishnah did not use that wording, that makes sense. The Stavrikova say that Ula's opinion is the more sensible opinion, more logical opinion than Rav's opinion. And as the Mepharshim say, Rav obviously held that that wasn't a compelling proof. Here the Mepharshim point out, we see the importance of a Rebbe. Rav Zeira didn't say that the reason he was going to go to was going to understand the right halacha was because he was going to Yisrael, and we know Ein Torah K'Torah Sa Yisrael. That wasn't what was going to convince Rav Zeira. What was going to convince Rav Zeira is learning by a Rebbe. When you hear from a Rebbe, from Blazer Ben Bedas, that's the halacha, then he knows that that is indeed the halacha. As we discussed in the previous parak, a boy being bar mitzvah, a girl being bas mitzvah, is determined by the shtei saris. But as we also learned in the previous parak, a girl has simonim by her breast that show that she is a that shows that she is a gedola. Says the Mishnah. If the simonim that she has shtei saris come, even though the upper simonim have not been identified, talach is oichletz amishabemis, which means that a girl who is a ktana may not do chalitza. Yibum, according to Rabbanan, she may do. The Meir holds, or even a girl who's a ktana may not do yibum. The reason a girl's a ktana may not do yibum according to Rameya, because we know that Rameya is the opinion that chashinan lemiyuta, he's concerned even for an unlikely situation, and since there are a miyut of girls that are islandless, and an islandless, as we know, is not a candidate for yibum, so therefore Rameya says that a girl, a ktana, cannot do yibum, but our Mishnah teaches us that once it has simonim hatachten, then we know for sure that she is a gedola, and even Ramei would agree that she could do chalitza or yibum. The Mepharshim ask, isn't there a pasuk in the Torah that teaches us achrei rabim lahatois, and we should always follow the roiv? So how does Rebbe Meir say Chashinan Lemiyuta when there's a pasuk that tells us Ach Rabim Lahatas? So Mepharsh answer that of course Rebbe Meir subscribes to a pasuk of Ach Rabim Lahatas. Just in the case of Yibum, where Rebbe Meir has this concern that we just articulated, that she may turn out to be an islandess, and an islandess may not do Yibum. So Rebbe Meir says, well, let's just wait until she becomes a gedola, and we wouldn't have any questions and not have to rely on anything else. And that's the same reason the Mepharshim explained, that Rebbe Meir holds that even though we learned, and we will discuss in our parak again, the concept of the chazaka derava, that once a girl is bar mitzvah, she's 12 years old, we could assume she's a gedola. Here Rebbe Meir clearly indicates that she has to have the simonim. Again, the same concept, because if we could do it without any question, then that's, of course, the better thing to do. And that's why the Mefarshim also go on to explain that even though there is a din in the Torah of Achrei Rabim Lahatos, which is a mitzvah sasei, one who's chayishish lemiyuta, remeya, who's chayish lemiyuta, is not violating that mitzvah sasei. Because that mitzvah sasei, as we just said, remeya will hold, can be accomplished in so many other situations, and not following it in one situation doesn't represent that you're violating the mitzvah of Acher Rabim Lahatos. However, continues the Mishnah, Bra Elyon Achloi Bra Tachton, if the simonim of the breast come without the Shtei Saris, comes the Gemara Apishi Efshar, and the Gemara will immediately point out, isn't this self-contradictory? First the Mishnah speaks about that they came, and then it says it's impossible. Ramei Oimer Lechaletzah Shalom Yishabemis. She can't do chalitz no yivim. Why? Because the simon hatachton is the simon for godless. There are women, as we're going to learn, the Gemara Meir's opinion is that bring the simon elyon before the tachton. Rameya, who's of his opinion, who's chayshish lemiyuta, so therefore she is a ktana, and we just said since she's a ktana, we have to be concerned she's an islandess. And since she's an islandess, we don't allow her. We therefore can't do yibum. Ask the Ritva. Even Rameya, who we just finished explaining, is of the opinion that chayshinen lemiyuta, but lemiyut the miyuta, he's not chayshish. So here we have a miyuta the miyuta. First we have a chshash that even though she brought the simonim hel yoinim, maybe she didn't bring the Shtei Saris, which would make it still a cotton. And then we have another miyut that are islandess. Isn't Rameyer of the opinion that we're not, even Rameyer is not concerned for miyuta de miyuta? So Ritva answers that when we have throughout Shas Rameyer being concerned for miyut and not being concerned for miyut to the miyuta, that's only in a situation, says the Ritva, where the two miyutim are connected to each other. But as we just explained, these two miyutim are not connected to each other. That's why Rameyer is more concerned. Dara Choner explains that the reason over here Rameyer is concerned, even though, as we just said, isn't this a situation of a miyuta de miyuta? Because, says the Aruch HaNer, this is obviously a unique situation that she brought the Simen HaElyon and didn't bring the Simen HaTachton. And therefore, it's not your usual situation, and that's what causes Rameya to be concerned. The Chasam Sofer explains that the Mishnah refers to a situation that they checked for the Simen HaTachton, and they're not there. And since we see clearly that the Simen HaTachton is not there, we again realize that we have to be concerned that maybe she is indeed still a ketana. And since she's a ketana, Ramey's opinion is lechaletzis v'loy misyabemis. So ask Tosfos, if indeed this is halacha, that if the Simen HaElyon is there but not the Simen HaTachton, it's meaningless. So what does the point of the Mishnah speaking about the Simen HaElyon? The Mishnah should have said that according to Rameya, the only time she's able to do chalitz or yibum is when you have the Simen HaTachton, for that is the only proof that she's a gedola. Anything else shouldn't make a difference. Answers Tosfos that there is an afkamina. That, let's say, this woman had kedushin. So, even though Rameya, as we said, is not treating her as a gedola, clearly Rameya would be concerned that she is perhaps a gedola. And if she had kedushin, we would be chayshish for her being hanashis ish. For the chumra, Rameya agrees that she is a gedola. Continues the Mishnah. The chumra, but the opinion of the chumra is, that this girl who brought the Simen Elyon, even though there's no Takhtan, could do Chalitza Yivam. Nesh Amru, for Chazal have said, Eshlo Takhtan Lovat Shleba Elyon. The opinion of the Chum is that it's possible for the Simen Takhtan to come before the Simen Elyon. Avali Eshlo Elyon Lovat Shleba Takhtan. If you see that there's a Simen Elyon, then obviously there must be Simen Takhtan, and she's certainly a Gedayla. And the Gemara will explain this more in a moment. The Mefarshim ask that it's obvious, according to the Chachamim, that she could do Yibam. For as we said in our introductory remarks, the Chachamim hold that even a Ketana could do Yibam. Because the Halacha is, according to the Chachamim, that we're not Chayshish L'mayuta, and since the Torah does not exclude a Ketana from Yibam, so even a Ketana could do Yibam. So even if we'll, even, so it has nothing to do with the Simen HaTachton and the Simen HaElyon, she could be able to do Yibam. So some Rishonim, most Rishonim answer that since Rameyah said, Loi chaletz shalom is yabemis, so Rechachamim respond that yes, she may do Yibam. Another pshat, Rabbi Kivega, says as follows. Yes, under normal circumstances, it is clearly the opinion of the Chachamim that a Ketana could do Yibam. And they're not concerned for the possibility she may be an idleness. But here, we have, as we've been saying, an interesting situation where she brought the Simen HaElyon for a heavy Simen HaTachton. So this creates that this woman is different than all other women. And maybe here the Rabbanan would agree that such a woman should not be able to do Yibum, because we have to be choshish that something's going on. That's why the Mishnah to teach us that even in this situation, the Chum hold interesting machloikis rishonim. What will be according to the Chachamim, that according to the Chachamim, that the Simen HaElyon is clearly indication that she's a Gedayla, what will be the halacha if she, we don't know the exact age of this girl? Can we rely on the Simen HaElyon or not? The Ran says we can. The Ra'ah says that we cannot. Which actually is really connected to another Machloikus Rishonim. Clearly everybody agrees, as we have been learning, that Shtei Saris are an indication of godless. So now the Mefarshim ask, what would be the halacha if we have a girl who has Shtei Saris, but we don't know exact age, and we have to be concerned that maybe she's less than 12 years old. Can we rely on the Simonim and that? Rashi says that the presence of Shtei Saris is not enough of a proof that she's a Gedola. We have to have confirmation of the age. The Re, on the other hand, holds that Shtei Saris is enough of an indication that she is a Gedola. Then the Re, there's another version of the Re that maybe Shtei Saris is not enough of an indication that she's 12 years old, but if she has a number of Saris, that clearly is an indication that she's a Gedola. And the Mefarshim want to say that the basis of this Machlokes Rishonim, which we are now discussing, is really based on the question, what do Simonim represent? Do Simonim represent just a sign that she is a Gedola, or does Simonim make her into a Gedola? As we said the other day, it's a question if it's a Siba or a Simon. If it's only a Simon, then we can't just rely on Simonim alone to say that she's a Gedola. If, on the other hand, it's a Siba, then we can rely on it even though we don't know her age. So as we learned the Mishnah, we said, represented a difficulty. First, the Mishnah said, Av Pishi Efshar, that even though it's impossible, Ramea said, for the upper Simon to come before the lower Simon, but if it did happen, what would be the halacha? But as the Gemara, but are we clearly speaking about a situation of a loyba, that it did come? Says the Gemara, the way to understand the Mishnah is as follows. By Rameya, according to Rameya, it's possible for the upper siman to come before the lower siman. Apish Epsilon Rabbanon, according to Rabbanon, it can never happen that the upper siman should come without the lower siman. So the Chasam Sofer asks, it turns out that the machloikus of Rameya and Rabbanon turns out to be a machloikus imitzius. If it's possible for the upper simanim to come before the lowest simanim, which according to Rameya is possible, and according to Rabbanon it is impossible. How could they be arguing over a fact? So the Chasam Sofer says, we remember the Gemara that we learned in our previous year. In our previous year we learned the Gemara where the Gemara discussed what are exactly the simanim by the breast. And the Gemara had very different versions. So it could be that some simanim of the upper simanim can come before the low, before the shtei saros, and some cannot, and they're arguing which of the simanim by the shadayim are considered the halachic simanim. Ask the Gemara, if that's what the Mishnah says, listening, why doesn't the Mishnah teach us it simply? Baha Elyon, if you had just the upper simanim, Ramei's opinion is loy chaletzus v'loy mishyabemis, v'cham ma'imrim, oy chaletzus v'mishyabemis. And we'll understand, obviously, mishum de'efshehu. I'll understand that the opinion of the Rabbanan is that the reason she's chaletzus v'mishyabim is because it was impossible for the upper simanim to come, if not that she had the shtei saros. Answers the Gemara. Eli tana afishi efshah. Had not the Mishnah used these words, havamina, we would explain the Mishnah this way. Rav noshim tachton osav reisha. Most women bring the simon tachton first. Umiyot, but there are women that bring the elyon osav reisha. They bring the elyon first. Ramei latamei, and Ramei here is following his opinion, the chayish lamiyutai, because maybe she may be from the minority of women whose upper simon comes before the lower simon. And as we explained, that is the whole basis of Ramei's opinion. The whole basis of Ramei's opinion is that he's chayish for that miut. Rabbanon tamayu, and Rabbanon will be following their opinion, the loy chayish to miutai. And therefore, if she has the upper simonim, we can be confident that she is from the Roiva people, who, if they have the upper simon, must have brought the lower simon. Bahani mili, and if that would be the explanation of the Mishnah, that would be only in a stoma, where in a situation where the girl was never examined. Aval hecha de batka v'layashkecha. In a situation where she was examined, and there were no simonim, eimem moidele Rabbanu Rameya, maybe Rabbanu would agree to Rameya, the Elyon Kodim, that the simonim of the Elyon could come first, and this girl, since she didn't bring the Shtei Saris, is not yet a Gedoyla, Mashmalon. That's why the Mishnah to teach us the Efshur, that according to Rabbanan, it's Efshur, it's impossible for the Simon Elyon to come before the Simon Atachten. And if we see that there's a Simon Elyon, it must be that there was certainly Vadi also a Simon Atachten. Why aren't they there? Because we're speaking about a case where there was an examination and they're not there. It must be Uminsa the Nos, they fell out. So that's why the Mishnah taught us this way, to point out that according to Rabbanan, it's not a question of a Shaila. It's for sure that she has a Simon Elyon, that she's certainly a Gedola. Ask the Gemara, Bishlam or Rameya. The Pasuk says, regarding Klal Yisrael, as they left Mitzrayim, Ha'adik Siv, Shadayim Nechonu, U'Shireich Tzimeach. So it speaks about the Shadayim before the Shtei Saris, which is possible, according to Rameya, to have the Shadayim develop before the Shtei Saris. El Rabbanon, that the Saris always precede the Shadayim, if Chumibayle, the Pasuk should have been in the opposite order. And so the Gemara, the Rabbanon say as follows, Hachkama, Kimish Shadayim Nechayna, you see that the Shadayim would develop, Yidua Shitzirech Tzemech, there must have been Shtei Saris. Continue the Gemara, the Pasuk there again speaks about Klal Yisrael worshipping Avodah Zorah, Klal Yisrael following the ways of the Mitzrim. So Bishlam Ramei Hanedik Siba Sois Mitzrayim Dadayich Laman Shadayim Nurayich. So the Pasuk speaks about the Dadayim and then the Shadayim Nurayich the Tsaris. El Rabbanon Ifchon Boile, shouldn't the Pasuk have said just the opposite? first spoken about the Shtei Nurayach and then about the Dadayach, says the Gemara, the same Teretz. Kivan she posik, kivan she bar Dadayach, if the Dadayach come, b'yidu she bar Nurayach, it's a simen that the Shtei Saras came as well. Hebrew is saying Meshtei, the whole posik is only speaking about the Dadayim. This posik has nothing to do with the Shtei Saras. Vach kam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Klai Yisrael in the posik, if Ruchu Dadayim, when you began to develop Lehadrach Bach, you didn't do tshuva, you followed the ways of the Mitzrim, and Ishtar Dadayich, and even when you became more developed, when you matured, still, Nami Lehadrach Bach, you still did not do tshuva, you still followed the ways of the Mitzrim. Continues the Gemara. The Kul Alma, Miyat Tachton Samchin. Everybody agrees, as we have been learning, that a Gadol or a Ktana are determined by the Gadol or Ktana are determined by the Shtei Saras. Manoah, how do we know this halacha? So the Amar Yudah Merah, the Chayim Tana, the Beri Vishmo, Amakra, Isha, Isha, Kiyasa, Mikol, Chatas, Odom. Hishra, Kosim, Isha, Isha, Lchalan, Shiva, Sheva, Torah. The Torah compares the man to the woman. My Ish, B'Simen Echot, because there's only one simon by a man, Af Isha, B'Simen Echot, it must be the Shtei Saras, because the men don't have breasts. And as the Rishonim point out, even though men, we can't rely on the breast because they don't have breasts, so how can we use that as a raya for women? Isn't there a cloud that we've discussed? Ain't donim efshir mishir efshir. Said Rishonim, when we're learning a hekish, then we don't have a rule of ain't donim efshir mishir efshir. Vema oihai oihai. Maybe what the pasuk means to say by a woman, either one are the simon that she's a gdola, the Shtei Saras or the Dadayim. Answered the Gemara, Ki'ish, Ma'ish, just like by a male, it's only Tachtoin, the Loy Elyon, that make him into a Godel. Afisha Tachtoin, Loy Elyon. So too by a female. Tayanami Hochi, Amr Belozber Tzadik, Kachoy Mepharshim Yavna, so do we learn in the Yavna, from a Kimish about Tachtoin, it's the Shtei Saras that count, Shuv Emes Gichem El Elyon. Says the Gemara, Tanya of Shimon Wil Oimer, Benois Krochen, the girls who live in the cities, Tachtan Amar Lovai. The Simon HaTachtan come quicker. Neisha Regilas from Machatzos, they go to the bathhouses, and that causes the Saras to develop. Benois Kfarim, Elim Amar Lovai. The girls that live in villages, the breasts develop first. Neisha Tachtan Sperchaim, they grind with the millstone, and since they grind with the millstone, that's why their breasts, those muscles develop. Rabbi Shimon and Lozaimer, Benois Shir and Tzad Yamin Mahal Lovey, the right breast develops first. Shanisha Barfaka Sosan, because they wear shawls that weigh down on the right side. Benois Niyim, Tzad Smol Mahal Lovey, Benois Shayas Kadimai Malayim, they carry the barrels, and since they carry the barrels, that causes the that side to develop first. They carry the children. So the oracle there asks, why does Rav Shimon Eloza have to teach us this? So he answers that because we learned in the previous parak that the development of the breasts are a raya, that she's a gedola, but when there's a situation because they're carrying or doing exercises, then we can't rely on those simon. Tanabonim, Tzad Smol Koyim Tzad Min, usually the left says, comes before the right side, by the breast. V'chinim and Akhri V'shul V'nayim, Oilim Le'Koyim Tzad Smol Tzad Min, usually it's the right before the left. Chutz Mi'Akhri Shoyis V'shkunasi, there was one girl in my neighborhood, She'Koyim Tzad Smol Tzad Min, the first the left developed, V'chaz L'Sonoi, so I saw two pshat, the one pshat is, but then they evened out, they both developed equally. Another pshat is that even though this showed that there was some sign of disease, because usually the right comes first, ultimately she got healthier. Tanabonim, call on Nevdokas. All women who are examined, Nevdokas Alpinoshim, should be examined through women. The Kenai Rebeleza Moisel Ishtoi, Rebeleza would ask his wife to do this examination, Rav Yishmael Moisel Ishtoi. So Mepharshim ask, how can we rely on this examination of women? Isn't this a Dovah Sheba Erva? based on the Saris, based on the Simon Gadlis, we're going to say that this girl is a Gedola, and we can't, and Ein Davar Sheba'erva, we can't rely on less than two Edim. So it's most Rishonim take the approach that since this is a Milsa Avida L'Gluya, since it's going to be ultimately, it's something that we could find out, we could rely on women. Other Rishonim take the approach that we, even though we normally, in fact, have to follow the rule of Ein Davar Sheba'erva Pachas Mishnayim, but there's also a rule that we have throughout the Torah of the Rachel Darchi Noyam. And having a male do this examination would be extremely uncomfortable for the girls. That's why Chazal taught us that we could rely on women. And that, or another pshat that I saw that the Truma Sadechin says, that in a situation where a woman has more expertise than a man, then certainly we should go to a woman. And the examination of the Shtei Saris, clearly women are more equipped to do than men. And that's why here women should do it. And that's why the Gemara continues the same, Maisel Ishtoi, Maisel Imai, either to teach us that these were expert women, or to teach us these were women who were big Yirei Shemayim, and certainly would only say the truth. And therefore here, because of the Chaya Dachi Noyam, coupled with the fact that these were extraordinarily pious women. Also, as the Rishonim point out, here we have the Chazaka Derava that we've been discussing, that usually a girl, when she's 12 years old, has brought the Shtei Saris. Combining all these things, we can rely on one woman to make this determination.